Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment of our program every day is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Today, no different. Dickey's is a great place to take your family for a meal tonight or cater this weekend's football. Better do it pretty quick.
I was going to say, you might be too late right now, but...
Man, it's nothing better than Dickey's Barbecue. We're grateful to them for their support. All right. One of the great things about homecoming is you have the new inductees into the M Club Hall of Fame this year. And tomorrow night, Alexis Hall Adams, a former women's basketball player, Deke Adams, a football player, Chris Clark, a football player, Jeremy Parquet, I think I pronounced that right, played football. Johnny Vetrano played baseball and basketball. That's unusual. And Raquel Washington was a member of the women's track and field team. Also being inducted to the Hall of Fame is our guest, Tracy Lampley, former football star for the Golden Eagles 2009 through 2012. Now the offensive coordinator at Ocean Springs High School. And just a, Kelly Center, you'll agree, just a generally good guy.
Yeah, Lamp, thanks for joining us today. And going back to Wayne High School, Wayne County, they could use you, brother. They're down a little bit.
That's just a little, huh?
Yeah, that's unusual for Wayne County not to be right up there among the elite, but I guess that happens. The fact that your peers, you know, voted you into the Hall of Fame, what is it's one thing for outsiders who don't know maybe a lot about what goes into to making the Hall of Fame, but the fact that your peers put you in, what does that mean to you, Tracy?
Oh man, that means a lot. Especially like you said, especially when your peers, you know, speak up on your behalf. That means you respected the game and you played the game the right way and you got their attention while you was playing, and for them to, you know, see that and speak up on my behalf, that means the world to me.
But it has a lot to do with your character, and that has to do with your upbringing. So tell us about where the foundation for who you are started, Tracy.
Well, I have a strong-rooted family, man. You know, growing up in the South, you had that yes, sir, no, sir. You know, all the manners you grew up with, and, you know, growing up around elder people, they teach you how to treat people. And the number one rule with me growing up was you treat people how you want to be treated. And so I took that, you know, values in life, and I always try to treat people the same how I want people to treat me. And, you know, I really never met a stranger when I was at Southern Miss, and I took time out to talk to people, take pictures, and so sign autographs and all that, because you never know what kind of day somebody's having. So if I can be the one to change that, then why not?
That's good stuff there, Tracy. Tracy, where were you when you got the news? And tell us how you reacted when you got the news.
Well, I had just got home from summer workouts, and I got home, and I was playing college football and had just came out, you know. And I got a phone call, and they told me, you know, what was going on. And when she said that, you know, I'm in the Hall of Fame. Well, she said, you got inducted to the – well, yeah, you got inducted to the Hall of Fame. So I took a deep breath of the – oh, wait. Did you say that I made the Hall of Fame or I'm on the
ballot?
Ballot, you know. She said, no, you made it. It just sat me down for a minute, and, you know, just thought about a lot of my upbringing and thought about all the people that helped me get to the point where I'm in today. I just thought about all the teammates that pushed me, thought about the childhood memories, you know, you had and, you know, growing up. And, you know, at one point, you know, people told me I couldn't play Division I football because I was too small. You know, you have all those negative naysayers out there. And, you know, just to prove people wrong and be inducted to the Hall of Fame, that let me know I did it the right way and I took advantage of what God gave me.
Yeah, well, no question about that. And you certainly, without question, have earned that. When you look back on 2009 through 2012, when you were a Golden Eagle, what are the first memories that come to your mind? What do you hold dearest to your heart, Tracy?
Just the opportunity to represent the great university and being able to give the fans a show and be able to put that black and gold on and the fans cheering for you and you going out there and just make plays. You're doing something that you grew up loving to do. Now you're just doing it on a bigger scale in front of 30,000-plus people every Saturday. And it just brought back so many memories.
Mm-hmm. Now, what have your players said to you about this? Are they too young to understand the significance of it? What kind of messages have you gotten from your kids?
Man, they always tell me I'm too modest about it. Like, I don't talk about it. They're like, dude, coach, you in the Hall of Fame. You don't post about it or nothing. I was like, man, it really ain't hit me just yet, for real. I think it'll hit me once the ceremony and all this stuff take place. And, you know, they grew up in a world where they love social media. And you know, back when we grew up, we didn't have social media and stuff like that. So, two different dynamics. So, I tell them, man, I did it the right way. I enjoyed it. It meant a lot to me. You know, I said, I'll post about it, you know, here and there. But at the end of the day, man, I'm just happy to be a part of a great group.
Well, Tracy Lampley, I think anybody would have called me and said I was being inducted into a Hall of Fame, I would have said, I think you have the wrong number.
I know they'd have the wrong number if they called me.
but I want to talk to you about what you took away from a player that has helped you become now a high school coach. The very people that influenced you, you are now in that role, and you have that chance to influence young people.
Well, I try to take something from a lot of coaches, especially the coaches that I play for, the coaches that's out there on the college level now. I like to see what they're doing, what's causing them to be successful, and if I can use it, you know, I'll use it. But the most important part is just being disciplined, you know, being disciplined and being a man of your word and, you know, treating kids fairly and making them believe in themselves, speaking life into them, that they can do whatever they put their mind to. And as the offensive coordinator, I always want to set the offense up to be in the best position possible to be successful. And any way I can do that, you know, that's by going to speak with other coaches and sharpening my tool as a coach, because there's a lot of new ideas out there. I don't know it all. And like I tell people, this, you ain't trying to reinvent the wheel. You're just trying to keep the wheel spinning, you know. So I go out and talk to coaches, and if it's something that I feel like we can use, then we implement it into what we're doing to make us better, and we go from there.
One of the things that's always been a concern to me, because I've coached youth baseball for many years, is this seemingly new trend within the past 10 years where kids don't go by the adage anymore, win the position. They're far too easily swayed now to simply quit the team they're on and go to another team where they don't really have to compete, that they're going to be quote-unquote guaranteed playing time. I think that's a dangerous trend. What do you see, Tracy Lampley, as a coach?
Yeah, I see the same thing. I see the same thing, and I tell them, man, you'll get more joy out of it when you work for something rather than somebody just giving you something. So when adversity hits, you will not know how to face adversity if you run from it every single time, because at some point in life, adversity going to hit, and you ain't going to be able to run from it. How are you going to respond? So I tell them that all the time. I try to tell them, at some point, you're going to have a family. Life is going to get hard. What are you going to do, run out on your family and try to go get another one? No, you got to sit there and fix it, get over it, face the music. You know what I mean?
Of course I do, and I know a lot of guys who have left their families and gone for other ones, and it's not a happy ending usually.
It's not a happy ending.
It's about 90 seconds left, but what you're saying is something that strikes pretty near to me. And I've told Kelly this, that, and I'll try to do this quickly. Doing years of high school football up in the Mississippi Delta, I learned real quickly that for a lot of young men, in schools now that their football coaches are far more than football coaches. They're father figures, they're guidance counselors, they're spiritual counselors. It seems pretty clear to me that that's what you are to those young men. How important is that part of being a coach to you, Tracy?
It's very important, man, because, you know, it's more than football with me, you know what I'm saying? Football is one thing, then you got to continue to coach the others away from the field, because one day football is going to stop for all of them. So if I can take a player and send him out into our society where he can be dependable and trustworthy and one day be able to take care of his family, that's the true championship right there.
Yeah.
You know, go out into our society and be well depended on and trustworthy and be able to survive in this society. That's the true measure of a championship right there for me.
Well, Coach Lampley, the OC at Ocean Springs, does the 7A South State Championship this year go through Ocean Springs?
I would hope so. You know, we're just going to take it one game at a time, and hopefully we can stay healthy and, you know, let the chips fall where they lay. But we're going to be ready to play every single week.
Tracy, congratulations to you. I just don't think a better person could be put in the Sports Hall of Fame. And as a longtime Golden Eagle fan, I just want to say congratulations to you, and we hope you enjoy tomorrow night as much as you deserve.
Man, thank you so much, man. So to miss.
To the top.
Tracy Lampley, everybody. When we come back, there are some football players that have returned from last year's team, Kelly. Joseph Harper is one of those. Dima talked to him earlier in the week. Also, we still got another guest.
Mike Hammett, the radio voice of the Louisiana Monroe Warhawks, and a complete rundown of homecoming activities on campus.
Does Mike understand we're going to curb stomp?
I haven't told him that.
Okay, we'll do that when he gets on the show. We'll
yes.
be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Tracy Lampley. You know, Kelly, we do, a lot of interviews. Always enjoy every interview. But every now and then we do one that really kind of strikes at you a little bit, hits you in the heart. And to hear Tracy Lampley talk about the way he mentors these kids and tries to prepare them for the rest of their lives and the adversity that undoubtedly he knows they're going to face at some point in their lives. Very rewarding to know that's a former Southern Miss guy doing that.
And that is a pure heart. That's about as pure heart as you're going
to
hear.
That was a great interview from a great young man. So congratulations to Tracy Lampley. Eagle Tire sponsors this segment of the program, and Matt Warren invites you to see him and his staff for premium Goodyear products. Full auto and truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, and huge Southern Miss supporters. As is Mobe Beignet Company, it's homecoming weekend, great time to get some beignets. 2902 Hardy Street, check out their Facebook page. Kelly says it's pumpkin spice toppings, and so what better to do, you know, before or after the football game than get a beignet and a hot coffee?
And apple pie, also, that's the other flavor.
Oh, there we go. Have you tried all those?
What do you think?
Mobe Beignet Company, Eagle Tire West, greatly appreciate their support of our program. Mike Hammett does a play-by-play for Louisiana Monroe, and that is this weekend's opponent in the homecoming game for Southern Miss. And Mike, Kelly, and I were talking. Southern Miss has been really fortunate this year in a couple of respects. One is the lack of injuries. Six injuries, significant injuries, throughout halfway through the season, but the story in Monroe is the opposite. Kind of set us up.
Yeah, it's really changed only in the last couple of weeks for ULM as far as injuries are concerned. And last week's game against Troy proved costly, not just in the score, but in injuries. And the injuries, I think, led to you know, four straight possessions for ULM with turnovers from the third quarter into the fourth quarter, turned it from a one possession game into, you know, a lopsided score. And so ULM, Coach Vincent, on his own radio interview this morning, kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. Looks like, you know, Aiden Armenta and Hunter Herring, the top two quarterbacks on ULM's roster on their depth chart, are unlikely to play this week. Landon Graves, the third string guy, has been getting all the snaps of the ones this week, so he will likely be the guy Saturday afternoon to make his first career start. Now, it excites the locals. He is a Monroe kid out of Ouachita Christian School, a small school powerhouse here in Monroe. So a lot of folks excited to see him get his opportunity, but that's just the tip of the iceberg, really, for ULM. They've been missing a couple of wide receivers. Jake Godfrey took a really vicious hit. I think you could almost classify it as a dirty hit and a targeting penalty on Troy in the second half, and that player was ejected, and they'll have to miss the first half this week for the Trojans. But, you know, he took a hard hit. There's a couple guys in the secondary for ULM that are doubtful this week. And then the offensive line has really been tough, especially left guard, where Kaleem Croswell slated to start, but even he's banged up a bit. He's their third option, really, at left guard. The first option at the beginning of the season, Roscoe Tucker, still coming off of an injury. He's not quite ready to go, it looks like, so still go with Kaleem Croswell this week. But lots of injuries across the board, but they felt like they really recruited depth pretty well this last year, and you know, for what they have with injuries, they've still competed well in these last few games, just haven't had the right things go their way to get some wins.
And there's always something about Louisiana Monroe, even going back to when they were the Northeast Louisiana Indians. They always seem to be a fly in the ointment for Southern Miss plans. I remember not long ago, they came to Hattiesburg, beat the Golden Eagles. Both teams wound up having 6-6 records, and if memory serves, neither one of them got to go to a bowl game. Because
am I right, Kelly? I think that's the night that Brett Favre, and then the guy at the time was the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Am I right about that, Mike? That the
Doug Peterson, yeah. They were the two captains. That was back in 2018, actually.
They had a bet on the game. Yeah,
yeah.
And you guys made Brett Favre wear a Monroe T-shirt, I mean, a jersey, if I'm not mistaken about that, Mike.
Something like that, yeah. That sounds right.
Yeah. So they always seem to, like, say, be the fly in the ointment. So and coaches always hate homecoming games too because of all the other pomp and circumstance that goes along with that. But injuries are what they are, Mike. They're part of the game. So with what you've got, what would you anticipate being the strengths of the Warhawks going forward and their Achilles heel?
You know, it hasn't changed a whole lot, honestly, the injuries. If ULM is at their best, they run the ball well. You know, the games they've won this year, they've averaged about 5 yards a carry, 5 to 6 yards a carry, and they're capable of that. And the games, and also the games they've won defensively, they've shut down the running game and done a really good job of forcing teams to throw and become a little bit one-dimensional. So now, that being said, I think the concern this week is, you know, going with Landon Graves, what's the passing attack going to look like? It's already not that great when you had Aiden Armenta in there. You know, ULM's not one of the top passing teams in the league. They haven't been. That's not Bryant Vincent's style anyway. So if you get behind, what are you going to be able to do from that regard? And, you know, defensively, they've given up some yards in the past game sometimes too this season. That they like to try to play man. They mix in some zone here and there. But that's, I think, really going to be the challenge against Southern Miss this week. You know, you face a quarterback as good as Braylon Braxton. You know, we saw him last year in Huntington. We were, along with Southern Miss, the two teams from the West that played Marshall last season. So we got a look at Braylon Braxton last year. And so you know, it's going to be a real challenge to try to slow down this offense and see what they can do. But I think the Warhawks are looking forward to the challenge, and certainly one that at least they have some film from last year to go back and look at and try to take what they did last year and build off of that, add in some more wrinkles, and see what they can do.
So Mike Hammett, the radio voice of the Warhawks, with us on the Eagle Hour. Mike, realistically now, I mean, I know you want to win out, but realistically, particularly with your injury situation, is a realistic goal just to get bowl eligible at this point?
I think so. And in looking at what ULM has left, I think it's possible. This week, of course, is Southern Miss. This has been a great series. We'll see what happens Saturday. But then next week, Old Dominion comes to Monroe. And there's a trend of really good teams come to Monroe for the first time ever, and it doesn't go well for them because they don't know what they're walking into in Monroe. They don't know about staying out of town and busing in and, the small locker room. And, it's going to be the 1st of November in this part of the country. There's going to be a lot of folks out hunting, so probably not much of a crowd. And so you got to bring the juice. And, we've seen Malik Willis and Liberty come in here and lose. We've seen Army come in here and lose. We've seen last year James Madison come in here and lose. So ODU's walking into something different next week, so we'll see. Then ULM still has South Alabama ahead, who's obviously, 1-6 playing tonight. It's been a tough year for them. Texas State can't seem to hold on to a lead in the fourth quarter. They've got them yet this year, and then the Cajuns are not having the year they thought either to round out the year. So they're trying to keep everyone together, 3-4 and three straight losses. It's trying to keep the guys bought in. But they also point to a bowl game, even just the bowl invite, is historic for ULM. It would only be the second in 30-some-plus years of FBS football. So that's what they're trying to do is, hey, that's the next step in a program. Get bowl eligible, get that bowl invite, go try to win a bowl game and see what happens.
Let me ask you this in the about minute and a half we have left. This is kind of off subject a little bit, but obviously the news broke, and I don't think we've talked to you since then about Louisiana Tech coming into the league. What do the powers that be at Monroe think about that, Mike? Because we had always heard that that Monroe and Louisiana would be opposed to that.
I think over the years it's thawed a lot, and especially this era where – you're trying to spend money on NIL if you have any and things like that, but it's viewed as now a big budget savings. Mm-hmm. Louisiana Tech coming in is now a game you don't got to spend money on hotels. You don't have to spend a ton of money on food. It's big. And so I think a lot of folks around here are excited about it. I think really the pushback we saw this cycle was out east. It's the teams out east didn't want another team in Louisiana or, coming back this way. So good for us in the West. I think it's good for everyone because this becomes a bus trip West division, essentially. And so I think it's going to be a lot of good. A lot of good rivalries are going to come from it. Of course, what they have with you guys and us and the Cajuns, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Mike, us Mississippi folks like you Louisiana folks. So we welcome all the Louisiana teams that we can get in our league. And as the famous Reggie Collier told me one time, Mike, I said, what was the toughest team you ever played against? And he said, any team from Louisiana. I don't know what's wrong with those boys. I think it's all that hot food they eat. This makes them mean. So we expect nothing less than that Saturday afternoon from the Warhawks, my friend.
Well, looking forward to it. Always love a trip like this. Like I said, the nice bus trip league. We're just driving down and back day of. So I got to like that as a radio crew. So we'll enjoy it. Looking forward to it Saturday.
Thanks for your time, Mike. Always good having you on the Eagle Hour.
Thank you. Anytime, guys.
Mike Hammett, everybody, play-by-play voice of Monroe. We still got lots to talk about. We're going to hear from Joseph Harper, and Kelly's got all the homecoming rundown, right?
That's got all the events going on.
Personal
surrounding
research.
Homecoming. Been on the computer working it.
Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team this time of the year is important. But don't forget what's most important, that's you. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org.
Southern Miss to the top.
I sure appreciate Mike Hammett, Tracy Lampley for joining us in the early portions of our program. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street for baseball, softball, adult sports training, pro shop, 40-yard dash facilities, batting cages. What don't they have, Kelly Sander?
Yeah, I actually talked to some of the guys last night, and they said that to follow them on Facebook and their website, and they're going to have some Thanksgiving camps and Christmas camps coming up so that the kids can, you can take a little break for the holidays when the relatives are around and the kids get some some of that energy out of their system.
Right. No better place to go this weekend if you've got a home repair, home remodeling, or home construction project than MCS Home Center. It's everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's available at MCS in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. All right, we're going to get to homecoming in just a moment, but first wanted to bring you this interview that Dima did for us yesterday. Not a lot of returning players on the football team, Kelly, but Joseph Harper is one of those kids that came back from last year. He's a linebacker. He's a senior this year out of Baldwin, Mississippi. What's their nickname?
I don't know that, Bob.
Come on, Kelly.
I know. I'm slipping. I'll find out.
Okay. So Dima talked to Joseph Harper about what this year's been like compared to last year, what he's hoping out of his senior season, and here's that interview.
All right, Joseph Harper on the Southern Miss Eagle Hour. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Talk to us about just the way you guys have played over these first 7 weeks, and now this week, you know, you have a chance to become bowl eligible. Just talk about how big that is for you guys as a confidence base.
Well, we take each week by week. So it's over the last seven games, because even losses, we found our identity, which has been the biggest part of the confidence part. The bowl eligibility, we haven't focused on that at all. I'm going to be honest with you. We're focused on this week, ULM. So, but overall, just finding our identity through the wins, the goods, and the bads, that's the biggest part of us getting our confidence.
Talk about your unit specifically's play throughout the season, how it's gotten better, how you want to see it continue to grow.
The linebacker unit, our unit has been, like, consistent. Like, it's been like this since spring. Mm-hmm. Like, we break it down on best in the world because that's our mentality. That's our goal every day is to be the best, whether it's being the best in stretch, whether it be the best in practice, being the best in studying your books. So it just applies, that applies, and it's been showing on the field as well. So, like, throughout the season, it's more getting more because everybody's a baller. Like, everybody can play from the fourth, fifth string all the way to the first. Like, so that's the biggest part is our unit is a complete, I believe, is a complete and consistent unit.
Talk to me about the defense's ability. It seems like, especially in the game against Louisiana, it seemed like every time they were able to generate any momentum, you guys would make a turnover, make a play. It just kind of just stifled it. But I think y'all have been able to do that. I know y'all have been able to do that throughout the whole season. And that's a really unique ability to, you know, even if you're giving up some plays, you still make a big play that just stifles any momentum that the opposing offenses give.
Yeah, that goes back to our coaching. In our culture, Coach always talks about suffer well. Mm-hmm. Coach Seymour, he's always telling us suffer well, and that's really been embedded into us that no matter what happens, it's time to – if you're going to suffer, you might as well do it well. Mm-hmm. That's because that applies to all life, and as well as Coach Huff, he always talks about responding. So throughout the whole off season, we have had to respond to adversity, and so that's just – it's shown on Saturdays what we've done all throughout the off season.
Coach Huff told us after the game on Saturday, he said, for the defense, if there's a blade of grass, they're going to defend it. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. I'm on my coach's side right there. Yes, sir.
I guess is that kind of a rallying cry for y'all? Even, I mean, I know that Louisiana was like on the goal line, then y'all punched the ball out. You know, there's just so many options. But moments in the previous games that mantra of a blade of grass will defend it has rang true.
Yeah, that's just our mentality. That's our mentality of suffering well as mm-hmm. well. Like, it doesn't matter what you're going through, what is the circumstance, we got to do our job. So if we do our job, it helps the whole team, helps add value to the whole organization. So that's our mentality, suffering well, you know.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your time. Anything else you have to say to the Eagle Nation?
Hey, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, another well-spoken young Southern Miss athlete. What a good kid, Joseph Harper. I'm proud to see these kids, Kelly, who went through what they went through last year. 1-11 is tough for any athlete. To be enjoying the success, you really feel good for kids like this.
And especially when you think about, it's one thing to be on the field and be 1-11, but when you walk through campus, You know, I mean, honestly, I mean, students are supportive and they're your friends and so on, but there's just
it's a big difference.
It's tough to be able to walk around and not say, well, what are they thinking about us?
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, about to hear the Kelly Sanner rundown of Homecoming 2025 at Southern Miss. Let me get out of the way, Mr. Sanner.
By the way, it's the Baldwin High School Bearcats.
I knew you'd come up with that. Thank you.
A lot of things going on with Homecoming, and Dima, you know, who just got out of, he'll learn to appreciate as he gets older what Homecoming is all about. In fact, Marchant and them are coming in tonight instead of tomorrow. They're so antsy and anxious.
An extra day's rent for you.
Well, as it turns out, he's got a lot of photographs with me in compromising situations.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those.
Yeah, so there won't be any charge, but they're coming in early. Today is the 27th annual Homecoming Golf Tournament. They just teed off about 45 minutes ago at the Hattiesburg Country Club. Could they have picked a better day to play
it's beautiful
golf than today? So alumni from all over the country. This thing sells out just about every year, the 27th annual Homecoming Golf Tournament. Today, tomorrow, as we mentioned with Tracy Lampley and some of his other inductees, will be honored at the Hall of Fame banquet taking place at 6:30 tomorrow night. Now, these are all things that are more general public associated with that Hall of Fame banquet tomorrow night. And then Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m., the annual alumni meeting will be called to order at the Thad Cochran Center, where if you're a member of the Alumni Association, they have their annual meeting, election of officers, and things like that. That'll be Saturday morning. Now, when it comes to students, today now, in fact, this afternoon at 5 o'clock at the Joe Paul Theater, I didn't realize that we have a Joe Paul Theater. You must be pretty important if they name a theater after you.
No comment.
As long as it's not the Joe Paul Memorial Theater.
You're trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah. But trivia night, all students invited to participate in trivia night. That starts at 5 p.m. And then at the Wellness Center tonight at 7, it'll be the Homecoming Panhellenic Council Step Show. You know, it's a form of dance that's real popular. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight at the Wellness Center. Now, tomorrow, as part of Homecoming Week, at 11 a.m., the judges will be walking around grading and rating the lawn displays that a lot of the sororities and fraternities, you know, their floats, if you will.
Big tradition, yeah.
Yes, and that a lot of them have been out on campus at night, you know, putting their floats together. Well, those will all be judged. They're called lawn displays. Those will be judged tomorrow at 11 a.m. And then Saturday, a lot of things, beginning with the parade, the Homecoming Parade, which has become very popular. It's going to start at 10:30 a.m. And really, Hardy Street is going to be the only main thoroughfare in Hattiesburg that's affected, because most of the parade will meander through campus. But Hardy Street will be affected. Parade starts at 10:30 a.m. Eagle Walk will be at 12 noon, which is a traditional, you know, 2 hours or so before kickoff. In this case, Saturday, it will be at 12 noon. Kickoff for the football game scheduled for 2:30, and then at halftime, about 4 o'clock or so, is when the homecoming court will be introduced and the introduction of the homecoming queen. So that breaks it all down between today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and I know as part of Homecoming, the Eagle Hour is going on the road tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're going to be at Taylor Rental here in Hattiesburg. Looking forward to that. They'll be setting up actually tailgating tents and setups when we're there tomorrow afternoon, but we're at the all-new, new owners, new management. Taylor Rental here in Hattiesburg, delighted to be there. Really appreciate them inviting us. And the next Tuesday, we've been invited to my favorite place,
Pete Taylor Park.
Pete will be doing the show all day Tuesday from the Pete. Going to have Coach Oz, a lot of good players on the program. So we're staying plenty busy here around home.
Now, I know that you and Angela back in the day, you and your lovely wife, lived in married housing on campus. And I'm not being funny here, but does that housing still exist?
No, I think it's all been torn down.
Okay. Yeah. But when you guys came back for homecoming, what were some of the things that you enjoyed walking down memory lane? about.
We used to like walking through the campus. We'd get in our car and just ride around Hattiesburg at mm-hmm. night and just visit all the places that we would hang out. And it was always important to us. We never lost touch with Hattiesburg when we were in the Delta. And both of our kids went to school here. So, you know, we're Golden Eagles to the bone, Kelly.
And to see how the campus has changed.
Has grown and changed.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, well,
that's unbelievable.
Back when I was in school, this is what used to be here, and it's not there anymore. Yeah.
It doesn't look anything like it did when I graduated.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Eagle Hour. No coincidence there. No coincidence that we encourage you every day to have lunch there. That's because it's good. Be a great weekend to be down there for football if you're not in the stadium, which we hope you will be. But go after the game or before the game. Well, maybe after the game since it's an afternoon affair. There'll be plenty going on all weekend. We guarantee you that. At 4th Street Bar and Grill.
And don't forget live music this weekend, too, in association with Homecoming.
Right. Hey, I want to thank my good buddies at Genesis of Hattiesburg for all they do on our behalf. They're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are gorgeous, and you can see them all at their exclusive Genesis showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And, of course, every day I remind you about the Eagle Hour podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Eagle Hour. Kelly Sander, news and notes.
Volleyball in action this afternoon at 5 o'clock our time at Old Dominion, trying to get back on the winning track after being swept by South Al last weekend, which dropped the Eagles out of first place in the Sun Belt Western Division. But earlier, remember, they beat Arkansas State, which is another tough competitor in the West. So when you look at this schedule, the volleyball team's got most of the toughest competition behind them, at least based on records. That can change, obviously, but good luck as they play at ODU this afternoon at 5 o'clock. Women's golf, after finishing fifth at the Fallen Oak Invitational in Waverly, they will be hosting the Judson Invitational, which is the name of the new golf facility. The Judson Invitational, they'll be
hosting. I thought you said the Jetsons there for a second. I started singing the song in my head.
Their boy, Elroy.
His wife, Judy.
Jane, stop this crazy thing. But the women's golf team will host the Judson at Hattiesburg Country Club on the 27th and 28th of October. So that's a little bit going on with Southern Miss Athletics. Meanwhile, on the national scene.
Now, this is a crazy story here, isn't it?
There 30 now. News is breaking that 30 basketball coaches, current, former coaches even, involved in what the federal government is saying was a national gambling scheme that the players were betting and fixing professional basketball
games,
NBA games, and that there is some tie with organized crime. So, and earlier this morning, I knew of three that had been mentioned in the press, but now they're saying it's up to 30. And where there's smoke, there's fire, Bob. This thing, who knows how many are going to wind up being indicted before this is over with, but holy cow.
What does this do to a league that already struggles for popularity? They're clearly the last place of the big three sports in America. What does this do to the game, Kelly?
That's a good question. I mean, you remember Pete Rose was kept out of the Hall of Fame because of gambling. So I don't, and again, in this country, at least the country that I remember, you're still innocent until you know, proven guilty. But it would certainly put a stain on it. That's for sure. Well, and you remember telling the story about MK Turk when he, the Tulane game, where some of the Tulane players, I think, at that time
they got caught point shaving. Yeah, yeah.
And poor MK,
they lost a really close game on a Saturday night. We left from there and went to Virginia Tech, and that Monday the news broke, right? And so that evening, the night before the game, we were having dinner, and we were all talking about the game. MK just dead seriously looks and said, "I swear to God, Bob, I thought we were playing good D."
And they might have been.
They probably were. Yeah, they probably were.
And I'm sure the numbers probably worked out in 2020.
You knew him, and what an incredible character was he, Kelly.
Yeah, MK was ahead of his time in the sense that he understood that college basketball was entertainment.
Yeah.
That people had limited dollars to spend on entertainment. So if they have limited dollars, what can we do to make sure that our entertainment product is better than any of the other choices?
They were entertaining.
They sure were. I mean, there was no such thing as a layup with that crowd. It was gonna be a alley oop, slam dunk, gold 23 lob to Derek Hamilton.
Correct. Or a 60-foot three pointer from Casey Fisher.
That's it. I mean, if you're gonna get the points either way, give them a show for their money.
Those were good times, weren't they?
Sure were.
He was a great, great man. All right, that wraps it up. Homecoming. We're going to be at Taylor Rental tomorrow to celebrate homecoming. Looks like, to me, Kelly, it's just going to be perfect this week.
Yeah, I think we lucked out on the weather. Couldn't be any better.
Yeah. Always want to thank everybody that listens to the show, both on the podcast and on terrestrial radio. We hear a lot from you, and we're very grateful to you for the reach out, and always enjoy our conversations. By the way, one listener texted me last night. We were talking about kicking. He was a kicker in college.
Okay.
Sideways kickers, you use your hips and you use your lower torso much more than if you kick straight on. And the swiveling of your hips, kind of like baseball players, the strength is in their legs.
So
right?
So there is science involved.
So there's science involved. Isn't that the case with pitching? Most
yes.
of the
yeah.
strength comes from your legs.
Yeah, when pitchers retire, it's not because their arm is shot, it's because their legs are shot.
Yeah.
But I think the only thing the NFL is going to, they're going to have to deal with the strength of these kickers, and what they'll probably do is bring the goalposts closer together, making it tougher.
They're going to have to do something. Yeah. Everybody's just going to pass for 10 yards and kick a 70-yard field.
That's it.
All right, Taylor Rental tomorrow here in Hattiesburg. Look forward to being out there with those guys. And as always, Kelly and I thank everyone that listen to our program every day. Until next time, folks, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.